to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show here. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about the United States Secret Service, which has a reputation around the world as being thugs and womanizers and even druggies. I remember one time when Bill Clinton was out in Los Angeles, and one of the Secret Service agents got killed trying to buy some cocaine, for whom it was never actually said. It was very, very quickly hushed up here. But the Secret Service is now buying 26 devices to identify and collect wireless communication data. This the electronics company in New York was awarded a $32,000 contract by the Secret Service to provide 26 shielded test enclosures known as RF isolation test products. This apparently is a little box that is RF, it's a Faraday cage. And they can put something in there and basically record all of the radio emanations coming out of it to basically take it apart. And there's nothing new about this. DARPA has been creating what they call the F-bomb, which is a miniature spy computer that just snarfs data off of everything as they walk by. I mean, the U.S. government's turned into the biggest criminal hackers on the planet. So anyway, Secret Service are taking delivery of the devices July 1, which is weird because the contract went out May 4th. You normally don't see government contracts fulfilled quite that quickly here. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security, headed by Janet Napolitano, who only yesterday was saying that Jewish organizations and entities deserve special protection in this country because they're at more risk than anybody else. I don't know. I think that guy who beat up the guy molesting his daughter might say otherwise, but that's another story. But anyway, DHS is now buying 7,000 new 5.56 by 45 millimeter NATO standard select fire rifles for personal defense. These are machine guns. They're full auto weapons. I guess they needed something to put all those hundreds of millions of hollow point rounds that they just bought. They're getting ready to declare war on somebody, and I have a funny feeling it's us. But again, they're arming, they're preparing for the last revolution. And what they don't understand is this revolution is not going to fight pitched battles in the streets. This revolution is not going to march on the cities or the banking centers or the military outposts. This revolution is going to succeed by simply standing up and staying visible and saying, we will not pay for foreign investors' mistakes any longer. We will not pay for Wall Street's crimes. And if we stand up long enough and shout that loud enough, one day it is going to be heard. And on that day, all those foreign trillions of dollars invested in Wall Street are going to get yanked overnight. Be like the movie Rover in real life, and the whole thing will come crashing down. And the revolution will be over, and we won't even have had to march into Washington, D.C. to do it. Remember when Castro threw out the U.S. puppet ruler Batista in Cuba? They never had to go into Havana. They didn't have to march. They didn't march into Havana until the war was already over and they'd won. It's going to be the same way here. By the way, for those of you who are on that vanguard marching into Washington, D.C., don't burn it down. There's a lot of really cool museums there that I'd like to see preserved. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Well, actually, no. We're coming up on a commercial break, and I'm not going to shortchange the caller. So we're going to wait till after the commercial to start taking phone calls again. New York wants to ban online anonymity, but they won't say who told us that. I'm just kidding about it. That's kind of a mixed blessing, because we understand there are people who will harass and annoy and threaten from behind online anonymity, but at the same time, in an era where there is no whistleblower protection, how do we protect the identities and safeties of those who are trying to do the right thing by pointing out government wrongdoing? We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Working 2 jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to the phones. David in San Francisco. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, morning, Michael. Aloha out in the, a couple of hours earlier than us, or later than us, I guess, so it must be...
We're earlier. It's about just past 7 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh, you're full 3 hours. I didn't realize that. Wow.
Hey, well, then in the winter, they grab this big tugboat, and they tug us a little closer to the U.S., so it's only a two-hour difference.
Oh, that's cool. So that makes it even warmer or something, right?
Something like that.
Hey, you know, what I was going to raise, I'm easily as bugged by this whole idea of, the big coup. And one of the things that I notice, I've been listening to talk radio this morning for about almost 6 hours already, and I notice that the big issue is whether or not they should be doing police and fire department budget cuts. Now, if you think about, you know, what Hitler did in the rise of the Gestapo, they in the early days they had the brown shirts and the black shirts, and they were basically two different organized crime gangs, and they had made their way into government both pre uh, pre-elevation to chancellor and then after the elevation to chancellor of Hitler. And those guys, you know, they were basically organized crime gangs. And then when they got fully into government, the Gestapo decided to crush the brown shirts because they wanted to consolidate power.
And so the long knives.
Right, yeah, and they also, you know, were trying to do the same with the Wehrmacht and the various other local police departments of the various provinces of Germany. And so the idea that basically by doing budget cuts to police and fire in America right now, they're setting it up so that Homeland Security would be getting this. Homeland Security is still getting those fat budgets, right? They're not getting budget cuts in Homeland Security, but they're trying to cut the budgets for local police and local fire. And when things start falling apart, you know, you start having endless fires because there's no fire department. You start having weird random crime, and there's no police departments. Who's going to swoop in but Homeland Security? Right. So this whole
let me cut in here for a little bit. First of all, if it was police only being cut, I would say yes. Nobody wants the fire departments to go away at any level because those buildings are real physical assets. And in any event, this country has a long tradition of volunteer fire departments. We had one in this little town in New Hampshire I grew up in. There was an all-volunteer fire department, and everybody trained how to run it. And in fact, believe it or not, my mother got her picture in Look magazine as being one of the few women in the United States that was driving an actual fire truck as part of the volunteer fire department. So I don't think getting rid of the fire departments would do anything in terms of increasing the degree of fires. Everybody would support, okay, we got to have a volunteer fire department. Let's take all the trucks and equipment that are already sitting there. We all learn how to use it. They ring a bell. Everybody responds, and we deal with this whole situation. The other thing to remember is that the Homeland Security budget is federal, and the police and fire budgets are basically state, county, city levels.
Right.
I think what's going on here, I don't think it's a concerted plan to transfer enforcement authority and civil services over to the federal government. It's that we are infected with all of these small politicians at the state, county, and city levels who see federal government service as their ultimate goal. And so as the government screws up the economy and the Wall Street money junkies take all the money, these mid-level politicians, they're going to wreck their chances for career advancement. So they're going to turn around to the police and fire departments and say, sorry, we're out of money. We needed to bail out Wall Street and to pay for all these wars. You're just going to have to do without, which is telling the people we're going to have to do without. And we're basically evolving towards a society in which we're all paying 90% of our earnings in taxes, and we're trained to expect absolutely nothing back, to just take care of ourselves as we shovel the money at the lords and masters. And again, it's because our mid-level politicians, state, city, and county level, their loyalty is not to their constituents, it's to that federal government, that job on Sodom and the Potomac.
I disagree. If you look at all, I think it's something like 94% of all of the zip codes in America pay more into Washington, D.C. than they get back per year. Actually, I said zip codes, but I mean congressional districts. So almost, even out here in San Francisco, the richest city as we are, we're getting less than what we pay in on April 15th. And so it's important for our congressmen to suck that money back into town. And the idea these guys are setting it up so that they're doing budget cuts. Not only are they penny wise and pound foolish, but say, for example, when they shut down a fire department in your area, they're going to make your insurance premium go up. So what you might save on taxes, you're going to have to pay a lot higher and have a higher insurance premium.
You're not saving anything on taxes. They're taking the money and they're saying, you know, government is prioritizing, government is choosing. We're going to have to take the money that went to police and fire, and we've got to spend, well, according to Janet Napolitano, we've got to give it to Jewish organizations because they need special protection, or it's got to go to Wall Street bailouts, or it's got to go to pay for all these wars all over the planet.
Right.
Various scams. And you need to remember, members of Congress, as long as they can get some token money coming back from the government, they'll wave that around during their election campaign. But, you know, members of Congress are compromised and bribed by AIPAC to always shovel the money at Israel and the war machine and the Federal Reserve. And you need to understand the reason for the non-apportionment of taxes, where the money goes to Washington, D.C., and very little of it comes back, that's Washington's way of transferring their debt problem back onto the states. because,
right,
you know,
and they then allow these various corporations to come in and create fake jobs, which then they give huge subsidies to these corporations
okay,
for creating
I
jobs.
I think you weren't listening to what I was saying. The main reason for the pretty much one-way flow of money from the states to the federal government and not a lot of it coming back is this is the federal government's way of covertly transferring their debt problems back onto the states, along with all these unfunded mandates. So they talk about the U.S. government debt is, I forget what the current number is, it's 12, 14, whatever the heck it is.
Brilliant,
but
yeah.
The real debt is much worse than that because they've been shoving the debt onto the states. As the states are not getting federal tax revenues back, the states have to start borrowing to cover the shortfalls, and they go deeper into debt. So they're trying to spread the debt around so that the American people don't see the true scale of the problem. Same crap Papandreou was doing with Goldman Sachs, and it's going to get us into the same mess.
Sure, sure.
That's what's going on.
Yeah, just one last thing. I noticed with this Fast and Furious discussion, this has kind of been tied with this police and budget cut thing. The Fast and Furious thing, if you look at where Blackwater is headquartered, it's right in North Carolina, right near the Virginia state line. And I would
yes.
think that, you know, since Blackwater has outsourced their headquarters now, they're based in Dubai. So Blackwater mm-hmm. is no longer an American corporation, but they're getting all of these American top secret contracts, right? And so Blackwater is no longer an American corporation, has no loyalty to America. They've outsourced their corporate headquarters, and they're doing smuggling into America and out of America of arms through their headquarters out there in North Carolina. And I would mm-hmm. think there's a lot more Fast and Furious ugliness coming out of Blackwater at this point, you know, right there on our shoreline. This is amazing. I was looking
at... Well, we already know there's a lot of weapon smuggling going into Syria to arm the agents provocateurs, and Blackwater's probably involved on that.
Right.
But I don't think that's necessarily connected with Fast and Furious. I think Fast and Furious is the current incarnation of the Iran-Contra deal. Guns down, drugs back, and everybody making money off the drugs.
I agree, but the correlation about smuggling guns out of this country under the name of top secrecy, under the name of Department of Justice, under the name of military spending, under the name of Homeland Security, Blackwater is getting governmental contracts to smuggle arms out of this country, and we the people mm-hmm. don't get a chance to find out about who, what, where, when, and why, much less the dollar value of it. So... yeah, there's some amazing scandals, and I very much correlate Blackwater to Fast and Furious because it's the exact same thing. We don't know where these arms are going once they leave this country, and Blackwater is no longer a patriotic company. They're a company.
I don't think they ever were.
Right.
I don't think they ever were, and but the reality, you know, again, I think we're back to that same thing that we were seeing during the Reagan White House and during Bush senior single term going into the Clinton years, that all of our top governmental officials were part of this massive cocaine smuggling ring, and they all got huge amounts of money out of it. Remember, within 6 months of Bill Clinton winning, taking the White House, his four top fundraisers, including Vincent Foster, all died under very mysterious circumstances. And these were the guys who were coming in with all these bundles of cash that nobody could find the sources for, and they were listing the mailing address of the Democratic National Committee as the donor's address, and it was all just as dirty as could be.
Yeah, yeah, ugly business, yeah. Hey, well, nice talking. I'll call another day. Let somebody else get a chance in on it.
All right, thanks an awful lot there, and we're going to grab William in California. And, William, I'm going to tell you right now, we're probably going to hit the commercial break with you, but we'll just go on to the other side and continue. So what's on your mind?
I was just calling to see if you've heard about in San Francisco, one of the papers did a report saying that tens of thousands of Afghani refugees were getting basically visas to live in America. And they weren't just regular refugees. They were like paramilitary and military refugees. And I guess they're having a hard time getting jobs and stuff out here, and they're getting no aid. So... I was wondering if you heard about that.
I haven't actually heard it, but it wouldn't surprise me. It's exactly the same thing the U.S. did after they lost Vietnam, is they gave asylum and refuge to everybody who'd been helping them. Thanks for the call. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Karen Tostado, aloha, Nui Nui. Long time no here. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Well, I figured that I better let people know I haven't totally fallen off the face of the earth, and we are still plugging away for the 15th. And while I know some people will think, oh, one day, what's one day? Well, if we had ever actually been able to get people on the same page, it would be huge. And with all the people who are disappointed now with Ron Paul and Rand Paul, you know, we need more than this two-party system, which is crap, criminals running all politics. And you know, if we really understood what was going on, we would start on the 15th of a strike, and we would never go back. We would go forward, because we are all being fooled every day. We are each individual links of this chain that's all around us, and all we have to do is release our bond, release the chain, at least for one day, step back. When we have enough people who do that, we can bring this whole mechanism to a halt and demand to know why our tax dollars are not only funding all these wars, why in the Pacific Ocean are we allowing the Navy and the Air Force to conduct war games out there using depleted uranium shells and who knows what that we're paying for, while they turn around to blame us for climate change. You know, it's just all so crazy. And so we still have a marathon the second weekend. United We Strike, United We Win. And we're morphing into UnitedWeWin.me. It's the same site as United We Strike. There are a bunch of documentaries there. And we're asking people, again, think about your responsibility. Think about the fact that every single solitary day we go about our business as usual is another day we lose, and this out-of-control military madness rushes forward at all of our expense.
It is insane out there, and this, of course, is a continuation of that whole idea that this revolution that we are on the verge of, actually, we're already into it. We're already into the new revolution here. But it's not going to be fought with bloody pitched battles in the streets. It is simply going to be the American people standing up and saying, we're not going to pay for this anymore. We're out of money. We don't have a way to make the money. You can't keep coming back to us and say higher taxes and more fees and more this and more that. We just don't have it. And you can't get it from us. The whole system's going to start crashing down on everybody. And again, it is this failure of the management of our nation and indeed our entire planet, that the money junkies sit there and think that rulership is simply grabbing all the money to themselves, and it isn't. If you're going to be the ruler of a nation, you got to make things run. You got to figure out how to make it work as a whole complete system, not simply sit there and smash it all up and grab the prettiest, most glittery pieces to put in your pocket.
Well, and isn't it like 52 cents of every tax dollar that they use is for death and destruction? And another concept that I think is real interesting about the religion that we must be most aware of and that insinuates itself into every other religion and all of our institutions is the religion of authority. Why are we always so willing to give away our power to someone else who can tell us what to do? When are we individually going to understand that we are equal? There is no one here who has the right to make any of us subservient. And as long as we continue to buy into the lie of inequality, as long as we look to different religions who are telling us to kill one another to further their goal, just who are we really serving? Are we order givers or order followers?
Well, you're absolutely right about that, and this is why, you know, people keep coming saying, we need to lobby for a new investigation. No, we don't. We already know what happened, whether it's 9/11 or John F. Kennedy or what happened to the economy. We don't need a new government investigation. It's just another chance for them to lie to us, and I don't need the government to tell me that I'm right, that I figured it all out. I know I have. And that's exactly the same thing. We need to abandon this idea that our thoughts and deeds and actions have to be approved by some government or religious authority, that they have to. We're not whole people until they pat us on the head and say, well done. And, you know, once you walk away from that, again, you're going to have freedom of thought and freedom of action. And right now, the freedom right now that we need to remember is the freedom to say no. Because there is no freedom without the freedom to say no. Free people can say no, slaves cannot. And it's time to decide which one you are. And that also comes back to what you're talking about, the freedom to say no. I'm not going to buy the products you're selling in the stores anymore. I'm not going to buy your wars. I'm not going to pay to bail out Wall Street's criminality any longer. I have a right to say no. And especially the hardest, loudest, firmest no is, no, you may not have my child with which to inflict murder on the children of other countries.
There you go. Nor may you have my child to indoctrinate to make them a slave. And, you know, Max Egan from thecrowhouse.com had a real good point. He was on the last show with Vinnie Eastwood on Saturday, and he brought up the fact that governments have been entrusted to really take care of our lands, to protect our rights, and they have breached that trust. Every government has breached that trust, and none of them have been able to really protect us. So as long as we continue to think that a breach of trust is acceptable, we'll keep going. But when we finally understand this is not acceptable, you know, profits over people is not acceptable, and we can break this chain as long as we stand together and we unite. It's a united front against us.
Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Karen, please call in again. We're going to let you go here. We'll be back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And to sort of finish on what we were talking about with Karen Tostad, and she says they're coming up, you know, the 15th is their big monthly radio telethon, so you got to go over to United We Strike or United We Win. And we'll post a link to that after the show today so that you can all find that. The proper role of government is to do for the community that which the community needs but cannot do for itself. And as such, the proper role of government is as the servant to the people, not its master. That was the way this nation was founded. That was the principle the nation was founded on, that government rules with the consent of the government, with the consent of the governed. Let me back up and do that one more time. The founding principle of the United States of America is government rules with the consent of the governed. And it therefore follows that that consent can and may and should be withdrawn at a moment's notice when the government ceases to be of use to the people of the country. That's where we get that fundamental principle that the greatest freedom of all is the freedom to say no, to fire the government when necessary, which is what they did over in Iceland. And they're still throwing their crooked bankers in prison, as well they should. Iceland is showing everyone the way out of this economic disaster. but the money junkies don't want you to see it. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Bill in Idaho, aloha, Bill. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Mike. Thanks so very much. Excellent as usual. The prescient observations that you make in concert with your callers and guests is just absolutely inspiring. I just wanted to mention, you know, this is exactly where Blackwater Backup, EC Triple Canopy, EC, you know, decided to have a country home. We sent them packing, and yet, unfortunately, they never quite go away, seemingly. There would be a limited hangout discussion in regard to Eric Prince having been double-crossed by the international dogs that he would lay down and sleep with, and so necessarily having come up with fleas. Unfortunately, all the...
Big beard is a long braid.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Something like that.
My fault. I was putting up the link to Karen Tostado's website, and there's an embedded sound file. Please continue, Bill.
No, not to worry. It's just so very telling. The young lady is so exactly right in your observations. It is very, very important. People know that I monitor BBC on a regular basis, and it's you know, we have two different teams, MI5, 6, whatever, the good guys and the bad guys. I would hope that it would be the good guys that are winning out. It's absolutely astounding. It would be absolutely astounding, and I understand your sentiments, because I would certainly have that concern as well, that the stories that are coming out of the EU and the demise of the democracy discussion over there, and how outraged everybody in Italy and Spain are because of what's going on.
Well, Greece is really especially angry right now because Spain got the bailout without the austerity package to go with it. And I want to add one more comment here. You know, the reality is history has shown the good guys don't win just because they're good. In fact, the good guys are at a disadvantage because there are things they won't do, and those restrictions don't apply to the bad guys. The bad guys are willing to do anything to win, and the good guys are saying, you know, there are some things we don't want to do, like killing noncombatants.
Well, I think that a total gas blockade, everybody within the Patriot community should make sure everybody understands how very important it is to carpool. It is that close right now, Michael. The money that is going out of this country, these outrageous prices for fuel, could be the balance that Ms. Tosato talks about. And if you would, when you have John on this afternoon later on, would you please try to remember to mention to folks, there's a big Agenda 21 nonsense thing going on with the greenways and the bike paths and all that via, of course, sponsorship of Gonzaga University over in Spokane. And they're going to have a big city council meeting tonight where they're going to be pushing this green agenda and these bike paths. And everybody in the audience needs to be on the phone and make sure all of the Paulians, if not all of those Tea Party people that really do understand exactly how desperate this battle is, are there and speak in opposition.
Thanks
so very much, Mike.
We're going to let you go here. Yeah, we're going to let you go here because it seemed to be kind of wandering around a little bit here. And I want to be very, very clear here. I personally don't have a problem with bike paths and, you know, basically taking care of nature. My issue is with those who claim to be looking out for the environment and nature in order to line their own pockets, the carbon Nazis being a good example of that. So we need to be very, very careful because, remember, the con artists of the world, they're going to find something they think they can make you care about, saving the baby seal, saving whatever, to make money off of. And they'll guilt you out of donations for this or that crisis, and it's really just another money-making situation. If you want a better world, just go out and make it happen yourself. Don't sit at home and pour your money on somebody that's going to make you feel good because, yes, we're going to take your money. And believe us, we're doing really good things with your money, so you can feel good about that. That's the lazy person's way out. You know, a lot of people chastise me because I am not a believer in the religious sense. And they say, you know, where do you think you're going when you die? So, I'm going to go to a medical university, I guess. you know, to get carved up, because medical students need a good laugh now and then. I don't think there's any such thing as heaven or hell as described in the religious literature, but you can have a heaven or a hell here on earth, and it's up to you to decide which it's going to be and to make it happen yourself. Don't expect anybody else to make it happen for you. If you want a better world, you're going to have to seize hold of it with your two hands and make it happen. Anybody who's out there is going to say, I'll make a better world for you for only $29.95, plus if you act now, a free set of Ginsu knives, they're a con artist. There's a lot of snake oil salesmen out there in government and business. You got to start watching out for them. You got to realize, like Karen is saying, nobody's going to solve this problem for you. You have to take direct action to solve the problems of this world. And again, the first step is recovering the freedom to say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. All righty, let's see. Phone lines are open right now. The phone lines are open. The board is clear as they were. I want to talk a little bit about the flame virus. We were mentioning this earlier, where there's an article on MSNBC where they're basically trying to portray Stuxnet as solely the creation of the United States of America, and we know that that is absolutely not true. There are biblical references to the Book of Esther inside the code that, you know, was the first clue that Israel was behind all of this. And Israel's Sionim are all over the United States of America trying to say, oh, no, it was all U.S. The U.S. did it. And I think they're doing it because sooner or later, somebody is going to get the memory card from one of those Siemens controllers at the Fukushima Daiichi plant out, and they're going to find Stuxnet on it, and then it's going to be really, really ugly for whatever nations, and I stress the plural, were behind it. But this MSNBC article, they're blaming everybody for what's going on in the crisis on the Internet, except, of course, they never mention Israel. They're saying basically the flame, it's a Russian-Chinese plot to control the Internet, to wrest control of the Internet away from the United States of America. Well, I can understand why a lot of other countries would absolutely not want the United States of America in control of the Internet, given how the United States is even now moving to say there are good things you can talk about on the Internet and there are things you should never be allowed to know, as witnessed by the fact that Wikipedia has apparently erased their online article telling you what a Sionim actually is. Meanwhile, speaking of further incidents of dictatorship, we were talking about how Jose Padilla, who a United States citizen, was tortured regarding this so-called dirty bomb plot, and he's been trying to sue the U.S. officials for being tortured in violation of his civil rights, constitutional rights, while detained in a military brig in South Carolina. And the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. Well, now apparently the Supreme Court is saying automatically they're rejecting all Guantanamo detainee torture suits. They're basically saying, yeah, it's legal to torture in the United States of America. Don't you dare abuse that puppy or kitten or you'll be in real trouble. But it's okay to torture people, especially if they're Arab Muslims. Or we need a politically convenient confession from them, like from Sheikh Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, that they waterboarded 138 times to get him to confess to global warming. Another article up on the site regarding the push for Jonathan Pollard's freedom. And it is a reminder that Jonathan Pollard did not do what he did out of a love for Israel. It's simply Israel was willing to pay his price. Pollard got money for all of those nuclear secrets he stole from the United States government and gave to Israel, who then turned around and gave them to the Soviet Union. And I forget how much Pollard got. I think it was a couple of $100,000. But he basically undermined a $5 trillion nuclear deterrent for the sake of that couple of $100,000 that he got. That is his crime. He had no noble motives. He was not trying to do anything right. It was just the money was there, and he went out and he did it. Speaking of sellouts to Israel, Councilman Eric Dillon got himself major coverage in the Israeli press saying, I will be reliable in supporting Israel. And he's out there, and this whole article is about how he is a better friend to Israel than his opponent, Nydia Velázquez, members of Congress. And there's nothing in this whole interview about America's problems or the problems of his constituency in his district. It's all about, I am a better friend to Israel than my opponent. And that's become so obvious. I don't think they realize how it looks to the American people. They're just so used to framing their political discussions and their campaigns in terms of their friendship and support for Israel. I don't think they realize how bad it looks to us out here in the hinterland. although I think that defeat of AIPAC's favorite darling over in New Jersey may have started to ring the alarm bells. That friend of Israel is not a guaranteed election winner any longer. So we already talked about Romney impersonating police officers. That is a felony. He may actually be disqualified to be president because of that. And certainly much less gray area with that than there was about the birth certificate thing. The U.S. is predicting another Hula-style massacre in Syria. They're even saying where it will likely take place as soon as the checks clear and the contracts are paid here. They might as well put up a flashing neon sign that says, false flag attack in progress. Proceed with extreme recklessness because we're going to use your dead body to blame Assad anyway. The U.S. government is desperate to start a war, any war. Syria is going to be the back door to Iran, which is going to be the back door to war with Russia and China. And they need that war because otherwise the American people are going to look at the U.S. government as the reason the economy has gone into the Al-Qaeda. And it may be too late already. But the conventional wisdom in Washington, D.C. is a new war is going to fix everything. We'll all be patriotic Americans. We'll throw our money and our children's lives onto the designated bayonets. Because that's what worked the last two times. Remember that story we were talking about where these psychologists were looking at the Wall Street money junkies and seeing evidence of mental illness, including denial of what's going on, you know, sense of omnipotence and triumphantism, I think they called it. And just this idea, we're right, they're wrong, and we don't care about it. See, sociopathic behavior. Same thing's in Washington, D.C. There's a lot of denial in Washington, D.C. about how bad things are and who's to blame. And they're still absolutely convinced if they can go back to the days of the Cold War and they can say the bad old Russians are coming to get you, that we'll forget all about the corruption and the spying and the reading of our emails and the confiscation of our children's lives for pointless wars of conquest. That we'll all just snap a salute, line up behind the flag, and go off to World War III so that they can depopulate the planet and build more golf courses. We're seeing more and more disinformation coming out about Israel still screaming that Syria has chemical weapons and that Israel may have to attack to destroy Syria's chemical weapons depot. Remember when they bombed a building that they said housed a nuclear reactor and there was no evidence of that? Remember when Israel was screaming Iraq had chemical weapons along with the weapons of mass destruction? They didn't have those either. Now, this is a story out there how Assad is using helicopters to basically shoot back at the invading army, which is kind of what helicopters are for. But this is now going to be used to justify airstrikes to go in and start bombing Syria into submission. Get rid of Assad, put in another U.S. puppet like they did in Libya. And by the way, that's not working out too well. Libya's starting to come apart again. NATO is preparing a vast disinformation campaign. You may not be aware of this. The United States maintains these flying television stations. And they're converted, I think they're built around the C-130 airframe. And they're basically these very powerful jammers and transmitters that they will fly over a country and shout out the domestic radio and TV broadcasting stations in order to play American propaganda on the same channels. So that when Syrians turn on their TV set, they're going to get all these pre-recorded messages about what a total jerk Assad is and how life would be so much better under U.S. rule. And they'll play videos of what life was like back in the 1970s and 80s when things were really going good and saying, this is what we'll bring to you if you will help us overthrow your government. And inevitably, almost predictably, we're getting the usual thing about Syrian troops are using children as human shields, which I think is item number 26 on the how to sell a war list of convenient lies and propaganda. Now, speaking of convenient lies and propaganda, Stephanopoulos and ABC have just gone this total airhead, you know, controversy for the sake of controversy, for the sake of building ratings, where they're out there equating the truth movement with far radical right. It's a vast right-wing conspiracy. Remember when Hillary Clinton was waving that one around? That people who want truth are just their fanatics over there. That real Americans don't want the truth. Real Americans will swallow the lies and regurgitate them because that's what makes America great. So if you value the truth, you're now considered a right-wing fanatic. And, you know, they have people like Ann Coulter is still out there. We should invade these countries, kill their leaders, and convert them to Christianity, have torture as a televised spectator sport, and dropping daisy cutters wantonly. And, of course, don't forget in the post-Fukushima disaster, Ann Coulter was out there saying, you know, a little radiation is actually good for you. She was actually saying that. A little radiation is actually good for you. No, it isn't. Total, total lie. Wall Street Journal has started a Fukushima Watch section because apparently there seems to be a lot of public interest about the spreading radioactivity. They can't seem to figure out why, but they're going to have a special section from now on. Meanwhile, Japan's government has officially apologized for setting the radiation limits for children very, very high. Remember, we see this all government. Something comes out, oil corrects it, melanin in the food supply, and they're at dangerous levels. And what do? They reset the levels and say, see, no more danger. Go back to work, slave. And Japan did that for children's radiation exposure, and now they've admitted, yeah, we were kind of BSing you, and we're sorry. We won't do it again. We'll be right back after these Word Smart sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. One final story, and then we're going to grab a phone call before the top of the hour here. Japanese media is now reporting/admitting the government of Japan lied about Fukushima radiation to avoid panic. Remember right after reactor number 3 blew up and it was this sickly yellow-green cloud that came out of it, and they said, oh, it's just a hydrogen explosion. And I called them on it because hydrogen explosions create steam, which is white. But the quadrivalent oxide of plutonium is that yellow-green color. And I said, I think they're fibbing to us. And then there was this one scientist came out and gave this incredibly huge, potent number for radiation release. And the 24 hours later, the Japanese government said, there was a calculation error. The calculator messed up, and it's really only 10. It's only one-tenth of what he said it was. And everybody said, sounds like a pretty serious error to make. Well, it turns out now, yes, the government of Japan knowingly lied about the radiation levels to avoid a panic. Nothing to worry about. Go on eating the glowing fish and the seaweed and the cabbages and everything, because we've got to protect those food corporations and we've got to protect our export business. Been telling you, every government lies to their people. There has never in all of history been a government that told the truth to their people all the time, and I dare anybody to prove me wrong on that one. We're going to grab a phone call. Kevin in California. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I didn't want to change the subject there, but, you know,
go ahead. Change the subject. See if I care.
Okay. I've been kind of thinking about this Rand Paul endorsement. I guess that's what he called it. To Mitt Romney. And I was kind of wondering if maybe that was so that his dad could get up on stage and talk to the RNC in that speech. I don't know if you actually
that's
heard
a
that
very
speech.
Good possibility. In fact,
that was one hell of a speech he gave.
You know, and, the situation here, I get a lot of email from people saying Rand Paul has betrayed us, Ron Paul has finished and all this other stuff, and I keep saying I'm not so sure. We're missing a piece of it. There's something else going on we have not been told yet. And what you just said is definitely a possibility that knowing Ron Paul is not going to get the nomination, that Rand Paul traded the endorsement to make sure that Ron Paul and his supporters would be on the floor in Tampa to make their point regarding the platforms.
Right.
And
well,
I think that's a very strong possibility.
What I was thinking, in that speech, he actually specified that he's going to get the audit the Fed bill to the floor of the House. It's going to be coming up, and the way he said it was almost like a trade-off. They're going to give us this for Rand to endorse Romney, you know? I don't know if that's the deal or not, but it sure sounded like that in that speech he gave.
Well, I don't think so. He can bring that bill to the floor, but the Congress will never vote it through, and even if they did, the Federal Reserve has already said they'll crash the economy if anybody tries to audit the books and find out how much real wealth they've stolen from the American people. Well, thank you for the call. We've got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.